On Friday, April 3rd, a US F-15E Strike Eagle was shot by Iranian defense system over southwestern part of Iran. Two men eject. The pilot was rescued shortly due to landing closer to extraction teams or safer terrain. While the weapons system officer, WSO, who is a full colonel, he landed at a different location and evaded capture for nearly 48 hours in hostile mountain. Now think about this. You are injured, you land in mountains, no backup, no food, only a pistol, a small tracking device and your training. This WSO colonel hides inside a mountain crevice for almost 48 hours. No movement, no noise. Because outside, local Iranian people are literally hunting him. The Iranian government announces a bounty of around $60,000 for anyone who finds him. But here's where things get interesting. The officer activates a small device, a military beacon. This is not a normal GPS. This is encrypted. Only US satellites can read it. As soon as he activated that, American government knew where he was. But knowing location is one thing. Going inside Iran to rescue him, that's a totally different game. Now there are two layers to this problem. The beacon signal communicated on military frequencies using encrypted data. So the problem was not that whether anyone else would be reading it apart from the US military. But the problem is, what if this was Iranian trap? What if the airman was captured, Iranian military takes his beacon and uses it to lure rescue forces into an ambush? This is where Israel stepped in. Israeli intelligence assisted the CIA in determining the location of the missing WSO and removed every doubt about whether it was an Iranian trap. Now back in Washington, Donald Trump was sitting in war room. The US military gives him two options, leave him or go inside Iran with full force. And this is where the real American military doctrine comes in, we don't leave our people behind. So what happens next? The CIA starts a mind game. They spread a fake story inside Iran through multiple channels, that the pilot has been already rescued and he's being moved out of Iran through a maritime exfiltration. Meaning they made Iranian intelligence believe that the airman had already been found and was being smuggled out by sea, somewhere far from where he actually was. The Iranian forces started looking in the wrong direction. This way some time was bought. Meanwhile, America launches a full rescue operation. Not small, not secret, massive. Elite forces like Delta Force, SEAL Team 6, warplanes, helicopters, everything started moving towards that one mountain inside Iran. The American forces do not land near the border. They go 200 miles inside Iran and used an abandoned farm airstrip which becomes a temporary base for US forces. Now the rescue team moves in. They carried out multiple airstrikes to create a defensive perimeter a few miles around the temporary base, targeting key roads to block any possible approach routes. Now, why did they do that? To block Iranian forces from reaching first. Satellite images later show dozens of precision craters. Basically, roads were cut off like no entry. And finally, they reach him. He was injured but alive. When it's time to leave, disaster happens. Two special aircraft, MC-130J Commando 2, get stuck in sand. Now imagine the tension. You are inside enemy country, planes are not moving, time is ticking. So the US government makes a brutal decision. They deliberately destroy their own aircraft, each worth $100 million, blown up just to make sure Iran doesn't capture the technology. Three additional MC-130J Commando 2 aircraft were called in as replacements. Extraction happens, everyone gets out, just before midnight. Mission was complete. Now, as per Iranian claims, they say they have shot down the two MC-130s, two Black Hawks and one MH-6 via ground fire air defenses, releasing footage of wreckage. But the US sources say it was self-destruction only, dismissing any Iranian shootdowns. Now, both Iran and United States are pushing their own versions of the story. But if you step back and look at the facts, a clearer picture starts to form. Iran itself acknowledges that the US forces were operating from an abandoned airstrip inside its territory. That alone suggests that American aircraft and troops managed to enter deep into Iran without being captured. Iran claims it shot down two MC-130J aircraft and images of the wreckages are circulating. But then the obvious question is, where are the bodies of the US personnel? There are none. And that raises doubts, because if those planes were actually shot down mid-air with troops inside, then there should be clear evidence of casualties. And if at all Iran shot these planes while they were parked on the runway, then for Iran's claim to fully hold, it would mean that they carried out a successful ambush on that airstrip where US forces were operating. But there is no strong indication that such an ambush took place. So all of this leans towards the US version, that the aircraft were deliberately destroyed by American forces themselves to prevent sensitive military technology from falling into Iranian hands. That means to save one man, US forces had to destroy two MC-130J Commando 2 transport aircrafts. Additionally, four helicopters, two Black Hawks, and two MH-6 or AH-6, the little bird variants from the 168th SOAR Night Stalkers, were also destroyed on site. So the estimated cost of all these assets must be around $300 million. Now here's the real question, was it worth it? From outside, it feels crazy, so much money, so much risk for one person. But inside the military, this is deeper. If soldiers feel maybe no one will come for me, everything breaks. Confidence, morale, willingness to fight. And there is another angle. If Iran captured the officer alive, that too a full colonel rank officer, he would be an extraordinary valuable intelligence asset for Iran. The cost of not rescuing him and letting Iran interrogate him could far exceed $200 to $300 million in aircraft. It would be a global embarrassment for United States. Abandoning him would send signal to Iran, China, Russia, North Korea that the US has limits on how far it will go to protect its people. That's a dangerous signal to send mid-war. Then propaganda, intelligence leaks, strategic damage would have taken the highest form. And if you see, MC-130s were not lost in battle. They got stuck in sand. It wasn't that Iran fought the US directly and destroyed them. They malfunctioned on a soft desert airstrip. A logistical failure, not a tactical defeat. The US blew them up itself. The rescue still worked. The alternative was potentially worse. If Iran had captured the colonel alive and paraded him on state television mid-war, the political and psychological damage to the US campaign would have been far enormous, far harder to quantify than aircraft costs. The signal sent was also valuable. The fact that the US flew hundreds of special operators, dozens of aircraft, and established a secret forward base 200 miles inside Iran sends a strong message of its own that US forces can operate anywhere, anytime inside enemy territory. That itself has a massive deterrent value. So this mission wasn't just a rescue. It was a message from the United States. We can enter your territory anytime. We will take our people back. Now, interestingly, Iran compared this whole event to the failed Operation Eagle Claw. That mission failed badly. But this time, even after losing aircraft, United States succeeded. End of the day, one injured man alone in mountains survives because an entire country decided he's coming back. If you look at it emotionally, this was heroic. If you look at it strategically, there was a massive calculation that went into it. If you look at it financially, this is insane. But maybe that's the reality of modern war. Sometimes one life becomes more valuable than anything else. Now let's flip the perspective and look at the other side. The US deployed elite units, SEAL Team 6, Delta Force, hundreds of operators, along with two C-130 cargo aircraft, deep into Isfahan, Iran. Officially, the mission was to rescue a downed pilot. But here's where things get interesting. Isfahan is widely known as a key location where Iran stores over 200 kilograms of uranium enriched, up to 60%, something the IAEA has consistently reported. Then those C-130s were destroyed on the ground, labeled as a mechanical failure. Naturally, Iran's foreign ministry accused the United States of running a covert operation under the cover of a rescue mission, possibly to seize nuclear material. And honestly, deploying that level of force for just one WSO colonel does raise eyebrows. But at the same time, think practically. Transporting 200 plus kilograms of enriched uranium in the middle of a hostile combat zone is extremely risky. One mistake could trigger radioactive fallout. On top of that, Iran doesn't store such material in the open. It's believed to be buried deep underground, possibly hundreds of meters beneath mountains. So even with elite forces, accessing such material would require complex underground operations, heavy equipment, and prolonged engagement, not a quick in-and-out mission. And then comes the logistics problem. How do you even move that kind of material? Although it is not very difficult to carry, but you need specialized transport equipment. Safe containment alone would weigh several tons. You will need specialized shielding, transport systems, not something commandos can just load into a truck and fly out. So when you put all of this together, the nuclear theft theory starts to look far less practical, which brings us back to the original question. Was this really just a rescue mission or something more? I will leave that for you to decide. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.